They are 3-0. And I cannot argue the other versus the other side, right? You can say as much nice things you want about your 0-3 team, but they are 3-0. And something about it is, what I can't put my finger on is, what is it about Mahomes that still isn't right? Because now the problem is we are talking about 20 consecutive games where he hasn't looked like Patrick Mahomes. And at some point, last year, the easy answer was there. He was throwing to no one. Right. Nobody. Not a soul on that team could catch a pass. And while I know he's without Hollywood Brown this year, he might have a bona fide number one wide receiver in Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce's still on this squad. His depth of target is even below what it was last year. There's no deep threat. There's no challenge. He's making bad picks. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but right now he is off his game.
Well, he admitted
he's missing passes. Something's off.
He admitted it himself after the game on Sunday night. I mean, it's early in the year. He acknowledged that he's got to go back to some of the fundamentals. And these are some things that will sometimes come up in the middle of the season. There'll be a stretch. Usually it's like, you know, week 12, 13, 14 or whatever. We're like, man, he's not sharp. And he kind of gets it back locked in. And of course, he had a great postseason a season ago on their way to winning another Super Bowl. So I always think it's a good thing when, in this case, a quarterback acknowledges that they know that. What is wrong? Like, it's not like, hey, I got to figure out what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. He knows what's wrong. All right. I love hearing that. That gives me more confidence when your quarterback is like, no, I know exactly what I'm not doing right and I got to fix it. And he's got the track record where I think, you know, it's calming enough where you're like, oh, I believe him. I believe he will fix it. But yeah, he's not playing great football. And that's why it's nice that they're 3-0. It's something that will have to get corrected as the season progresses. But why would I not think that he can do that? I think some of it has to do still, and maybe he'll get more confidence now that Wanya Morris put together a nice performance. I think some of it early on, week 2, 1 and 2, I still don't believe, no matter what is said publicly, that there was a ton of trust with a rookie left tackle there. And with Wanya, it's still like, okay, I think the more that it looks like now, Wanya is the left tackle, and if he can actually be stable, not to be great, doesn't have to play like an all-pro, but can he be stable? That is also going to help Mahomes. We went through the numbers, and I haven't looked post week 3, so I don't know if this is still the case. I know going into week 3, Mahomes was getting the ball out quicker than he ever had in his career, which sometimes you're like, well, that's a really good trait to have, but not necessarily in this offense. You mentioned the average depth of target. Entering this week, other than Jaden Daniels until last night, other than Jaden Daniels, Mahomes and him basically were the lowest average depth of target in the NFL.
So, and with a rookie quarterback.
And we saw that on it. No, you're wrong. It worked on Sunday night, but those wide receiver screens, I mean, they're clearly, there's like no depth of target. I mean, it's at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, those are why we've seen that numbers on average depth go down. They had the one deep pass. We got all excited, admittedly, myself included, with Rashee Rice against Cincy for 44 yards. We're like, hey, the deep ball is back. Well, that's the last time we've seen a pass with that kind of air yards.
Well, and I guess that's what it is now that, you know, like, and I know Hollywood's not here, but like with Rashee and they, you know, drafted Xavier Worthy, who runs like a 3.14 40 time. They might run one of the, over the last year and now the first three games of this year, they might run a bottom five most exciting offense in the sport. Which seems counterintuitive to having Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. Are you kidding me? You're telling me that the single most talented quarterback in the league, the man who's won back-to-back Super Bowls, three Super Bowls, the guy who set the touchdown passing record for the most in the first 100 games, the one who has all of these passing records, yardage, touchdowns, air yards in the early going, you're telling me they run the most boring offense? How? Like, is Andy at play here to the point that he just decided the only way to counteract the defenses are to employ the most boring strategy on the planet? Some of it is, I get it. It's just like, I don't like the optics of it. I want them to be a little more high-flying, a bit more of a threat, a team that can still go down the field. I just think it all feels off early. I'm still hopeful because I think the reason why they're 3-0, and here's the positive end. The reason why I think they're 3-0, despite all the things we just said, is because I actually think they have one of the most talented rosters in the entire NFL. I think the reason why they're 3-0 is they are so much more talented than most of the teams in the NFL. It doesn't even stop them from losing.
No, they've won 9 in a row. I mean, go back to last year, they've won 9 in a row. Look, see if you agree with this. On the surface, I thought this comment was nuts because of what you just said, based off of Andy Reid's track record, and so this would be like viewed as an insult. But at the same time, I actually think right now with how they're playing, it's not far off. So John Middlecoff, you guys may recognize his name, maybe you don't. He works for The Volume, right? Colin Cowherd's podcast network. So Middlecoff used to be a scout in the NFL. He now does his own podcast. He's very entertaining. After the Sunday night game, there was a clip that I didn't listen to the whole podcast, but there was a clip that they put out. And he said that the Chiefs offense and how they're winning right now as a team is no different than how the Steelers are winning. And I know initially like, oh, how dare you? But you know what?
I actually think it's accurate right now.
It's actually a fair point. He's like, we perceive the Chiefs and how they're winning right now different because, well, they have Patrick Mahomes.
Not but Justin Fields.
But if you step back and take like the, hey, don't be so sensitive about the comment basically away, and you look at how the Steelers have won and you look at how the Chiefs have won, and yes, Justin Fields, nobody's saying he is the same quality of quarterback as Mahomes. That's not his point. He's saying that the Chiefs are relying on defense, that the offense is not explosive, that their quarterback is right now not playing his best. And he's saying like they're finding ways to win the same way the Steelers are. I'm like, at first I was like, but I think currently, do I think that's going to be the case all year? No. But right this second, I don't think he's far off. And that comment normally would people would get all bent out of shape about it and view it as an insult. But I actually think there's some truth to that.
I think there's a lot of truth to it. Bill Belichick was actually on the broadcast last night. You want to hear what he had to say? So he stood up for Mahomes a little bit because he was talking about his post-game interview in which Mahomes didn't stand out as being a world beater in that game. And he had this to say about his leadership.
Well, honestly, I think some of the teams, it's, you know, get a little too high and a little too low, you know, after certain games. Honestly, you know, one of the things that really jumped out at me was last night when they interviewed Mahomes. You know, he talked about, I mean, they're 3-0, and you could easily sit there and say, oh, you know, they're on course, and here we go again, big win in Atlanta and all that. But, you know, there's Mahomes talking about how bad they're playing and how much harder they need to work and improve. And honestly, I think that's the, you know, that's the attitude of a champion right there. I mean, it just jumps off the screen at you. They won a big game. And really what he's talking about is how much work they have to do, how much better they need to be, how it all starts with him. You know, I'd say I would still take his performance over a lot of other guys in this league. But, you know, here he is putting it on his shoulders. And you know what, when he says that and you're another member of that team, it's hard for you not to take the same attitude and say, you know what, if Patrick feels like we got to play better and he's got to play better, then maybe I got to play better too. I thought that was great leadership.
I think that he's right. Yeah. I think that Patrick Mahomes knows he has to play better than this. I think last year when he and other members of the team talked about how it wasn't a fun regular season, they were telling the truth, because I don't think Mahomes wants to play like this, right? I don't think he wants to play this, I'm throwing the ball negative 2 yards in every pass play and just hoping they run and move it forward. But he will. He will play like this if it means a win. He will grind out some hideous number. It won't look like the Bills last night where Josh Allen has 4 passing touchdowns and 270 yards in the first half. But what's the record of each of the teams over their last 2 games? 1-0 and 1-0. What's the record of both teams? 3-0 and 3-0. Mahomes will take the win over the glory if that's what it takes, but I kind of want both.
I'm looking for both. Everybody loves when you're scoring 34 points a game and all of that, but we have seen through this dynasty run, it is truly a buildup for the postseason, you know, and I think they recognize that. Like this, how they're playing right now, it's probably not good enough to win a Super Bowl, but this is not how they're going to play all year.
But it's September 24th. Yeah. They don't have to play as
and
good
so you
to
know
win
what?
Super Bowl.
You might as well win some games while you're trying to figure it out. And that's what they've been able to do. And so that's why the pressure, the thermometer and all that kind of stuff in the city is still very low, because they've won games while they've had issues. And let's just be honest, other than Buffalo, who you just pointed out, we'll talk about them at 11 o'clock, and Josh Allen looks great so far. Other than them, man, nobody else in the NFL looks all that great. Nobody else looks great.
Nope.
There are flaws all over the place for a variety of reasons. There's injury. Everybody's dealing with injuries already. We know the Chiefs have theirs, and certainly plenty of other teams in the NFL, the 49ers, et cetera. Plenty of teams have injuries.
Yeah, the 49ers are also trying to figure it out, but they're losing while they do it. And I won't take that away from any part of it. And I get it. Like, people are going to throw out the Patrick Mahomes has thrown 30 picks in the 36 games since Tyreek Hill has left. He's also won the Super Bowl in both of those years.
Yeah.
So, like, am I going to let one stat about Mahomes throwing a few too many picks burn this thing down? No, I can't. I can't fundamentally. While at that same time, he's played great in the postseason and they won the Super Bowl each of the last two.